Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, a very, very concerning story. On Thursday, the National Council of SPCAs had to urgently intervene at the Agricultural Research Council in Irene after the NSPCA found over 1,000 animals had been left without sufficient feed. We wanted to get more information about this story. Inspector Lebo Sentle, manager of the NSPCA for Animal Ethics Unit. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I am well, thank you. So tell us about the story that took place at the Agricultural Research Council in Irene.
So in a nutshell, basically what happened is one of our members, our unit members who sits on the council's animal ethics committee, got word, a concerning word from other people that they're having problem procuring feed and they're worried that the feed will run out soon. And of course, nothing was being done about it. So, yes, so we went out, or actually, the facility managers actually put in all the required paperwork for the feed to be procured as usual. But of course, they were not receiving the food yet.
Right. And what did you find when you investigated?
So when we got there, initially, there was still food left for about 2 weeks. But I think one of the most concerning situations was the fact that there was not sufficient medication, especially for the cows, the milking cows, that had mastitis. So by the time we got there on the 19th, there was absolutely no medication. So the veterinary staff were making ends meet, you know, doing the best that they could without the meds. After that meeting, I think a day afterwards or so, they were able to, after intervention, they were able to go procure the medication.
Right. Is this common for the NSPCA to get involved in this type of situation?
Absolutely. That's what happens from time to time, yes.
Right.
Where we have to intervene in such situations.
And it is
part of our mandate here.
And what does that mean? I mean, does that mean that you would get involved in helping them get medication, or what is your role in a situation that you see potentially heading towards a disaster for the animals?
Well, look, in a case where the facility does not have the money, you understand, or the resources to actually procure all that is needed, perhaps we would be able to step in if we can. But these guys, they do have resources. They're just not, their procurement situation is just not in line, or is not robust enough, should I put it that way. Yeah.
Right. And how many types of incidents like this do we see a year? You know, do we have knowledge of or info stats as to how many of these types of situations? I'm not talking about sort of the cruelty where somebody is treating an animal badly within their own home, but when you have these institutions or farms that are not treating animals the way that they need to be.
Well, in our case, with our specific facilities that we work with, it's not as often, you know, feed and medication. I mean, it's very important. It's primary.
Right.
To what will come on later. Obviously, there will be other problems, but feed and medication is absolutely of importance where you have animals.
Absolutely.
So we don't have as many issues here.
Right. Inspector Lebo Sentle, who is a manager of the NSPCA for Animal Ethics Unit, bring us up to date as to what happened at the Agricultural Research Council in Irene.